We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Thank you for tuning us in here on a Thursday morning, June 15th at 7:45. Three big things now with Steve and Ted. Politicians talk about unity and civility after baseball field shootings. Wichita Police Task Force is focused on violent crime and gangs. Woman's body found at highway rest stop north of Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And starting today, there's going to be a change in the road construction on East Kellogg, and this is really going to affect you if you're getting on the Kansas Turnpike. They're closing the ramp that goes from eastbound Kellogg to the Kansas Turnpike. Access will actually be from Kellogg Frontage Road on the south side of the road there. So you'll be on the Frontage Road if you want to get on the Kansas Turnpike there, East Kellogg. KNSS Traffic Central. KNSS traffic brought to you by Joe DeBravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Now it's going to be mostly sunny today, but 20% chance for rain later in the day and a high of 96 degrees. 96. We have a 40% chance for thunderstorms tonight. They could be heavy, could be severe. Overnight low 70. Friday mostly sunny, tomorrow's high 95. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 6 miles per hour, and 73 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, offering $5 select appetizers Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for happy hour. Full cocktail menu can be found at monarchwichita.com, The Monarch in Delano. The White House pushes back against a report that the president is under investigation.
Focus on the White House. President Trump's attorney unloading on a published report that the special counsel is now investigating the president for possible obstruction of justice.
After months of hearing he was not under investigation, President Trump is hearing that the Russian election special counsel is looking at whether he tried to obstruct justice in that case. The Washington Post reporting that the special counsel will interview senior Trump administration intelligence officials on that subject. The president's personal attorney blasting back at the story, saying that leak of information is outrageous and illegal. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump and the First Lady visited the Washington, D.C. hospital where House Majority Whip Steve Scalise is recovering, speaking with his family. The Louisiana Republican was badly wounded during a gunfight between U.S. Capitol Police and James Hodgkinson, an Illinois man who opened fire on Scalise and other members of the Congressional Republican baseball team during an early morning practice. Hodgkinson was killed. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling 297,000 minivans in the U.S. and Canada because the driver's front airbag can inflate unexpectedly.
That's not good.
This covers Dodge Grand Caravans from 2011 to 2012. If you have one of those, there's going to be a recall. Company says 13 people have suffered minor injuries from the problem, but no crashes have been reported. Fiat Chrysler says the airbag wiring can chafe against steering wheel trim, causing a short circuit.
Yeah.
Drivers could see an airbag warning light. The windshield wipers may turn on unexpectedly, or the speed control may not work. The dealers will help you out on this. Again,
Get that fixed.
That is a minivan, the Dodge Grand Caravan 2011 and 2012. Stocks closed down Wednesday. Investors worried about weak retail sales and sinking oil prices. The S&P slid 2 points. The Dow rose 46 to a record 21,374. Home Depot and Goldman Sachs contributed most of the blue chip index's gain. After a late tumble in technology stocks, the NASDAQ composite lost 25 points. Those oil futures plunged after the U.S. government reported that oil supplies shrank only slightly last week, while gasoline stockpiles grew. The benchmark U.S. crude fell $1.73. to settle at $44.73 a barrel.
A Georgia woman whose husband died after falling into a deep fryer has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the grocery chain. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports 37-year-old Mansour Blount was cleaning vent hoods at a Publix in Dacula, Georgia. Not Dracula, Dacula. June 25th, 2015. The lawsuit says he was a vent hood technician and Publix was a client. The vents were above a fryer filled with hot cooking oil.
Oh, no.
Lawsuit says Blount was unaware of the hazard and stood on a thin metal cover over the fryer to clean the vent before it gave way and his left leg fell inside.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Blount suffered severe burns, died July 4th, 2015. Blount's widow, Chrissy McGee Blount, is suing for the full value of the life of Mansour Blount.
Mm.
A Publix spokeswoman declined to comment on that. Can you imagine?
Ugh.
Those deep fryers, and it always scares me, you know, my relatives, my in-laws, using those in the restaurant business down in Texas. And they'd have the deep fat fryer, you have to put the French fries in there, and have to change the oil now and then and all that. My wife worked around them when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
This scares me to death. You see the hot oil bubbling up there? Very scary situation. It's good for French fries, but it's not good for your fingers or toes.
No.
Okay. 7:50 now, Stephen Ted on KNSS. A local app is growing. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, has a story for us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen. Ted, more expansion for Wichita's Lawn Buddy. That's the application developed by Wichitan Stephen Warner that matches lawn services with customers. Think of it as Uber for lawn maintenance and snow removal work. Warner says his app is moving into Wyoming, Illinois, Colorado, Texas, and Missouri. That includes the metro areas of Kansas City, Dallas, and Chicago. A Missouri golf cart business is coming to Wichita. M&M Golf Carts has picked out a spot in Andover. It signed a lease with the former Andale Lumber site at 1508 East Kellogg. The site will include a showroom and service shop. M&M owner Mark Miller says the store is expected to be open July 1st. They'll have as many as 4 employees to start. Boeing is cutting 50 defense executive jobs. They say it's an effort to streamline the defense, space, and security business division. Former Wichitan Leanne Corrette is president and CEO of that division. She says the move will increase efficiency by eliminating a layer of executive oversight. She says it'll also result in greater operational responsibility. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, today is Global Wind Day, a day when wind energy is celebrated. I've been talking about this for years and years and years, and they've always said, with our wind in Kansas, we could become the Saudi Arabia of wind energy.
We'd have made a lot of money in the last week, wouldn't we?
Yeah. But tell you what, I'm not seeing where we've developed it all that much. Of course, a lot of people, those big wind turbines and turbines, they don't like them. They don't like them out there. Scare the birds and all
remember,
that.
They took away the tax credits for the alternative stuff, including wind energy. So.
Yeah. But now I haven't, I got to confess, it's been a while since I was in southwest Kansas, but I understand they've got some pretty good wind farms going on down there in the southwest part of the state, down around Dodge City
southwest.
And Liberal. Have you been out there?
Southeast Kansas and up by I-70, too.
I'll tell you
I haven't been out there, no.
I was, of course, I mean, a couple of years ago, Shelley and I went to Europe to visit our son and his family, and on northern France and Germany and around in there. Then they've got beautiful, beautiful country. I mean, it's like the Ozarks on steroids. It's just it's some of the prettiest country you'll ever see, but every now and then you'll see a big stand of wind turbines there, because Europe has really embraced the wind. You know, it's renewable energy. It's never going to give out.
Right.
So,
Germany has really embraced it, and a large portion of its electric grid is powered by wind energy.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, and today is National Day of Prayer for Law Enforcement Officers, and certainly we join in that. You know, this shooting yesterday in Alexandria, the Republican lawmakers were attacked by this guy. They had two Capitol Police officers there who were, you know about this. They were wounded, and they were still, they'd taken this guy down. And that was just a couple of real heroes there. That could have been so much worse.
So it ought to be praying for those first responders
every
day.
Every day. But today is National Day of Prayer for law enforcement officers. Bill, thank you for being with us. We'll check with you here in the next hour or so, 7:55. Stephen, Ted, time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like we have here at Stephen, Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
Coming up at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted. We're going to talk about a Wichita Police Task Force that's focused on violent crime and gangs. Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.